You might say that this year, Lily and Francis took the tiny desk contest to new heights.
So we are going up to the top of that thing.
You might say she thought outside the box, that her video is off the wall.
We're about to set up a portal edge. Well, Kevin's setting up everything.
Certainly rocked Kevin's my world. Okay, I'll stop.
There are a lot of very important nuts and bolts and anchors and ropes, but the most important item, my tiny desk.
She hauled a guitar, a whole bunch of gear, and a very tiny blue desk up a big mountain to perform her song, Gravestone Feel, on a tiny ledge. Lillian Francis joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. It is my absolute pleasure to be on here today. Hello.
And why? I mean, just why?
It was so fun, I gotta say. I don't know, I had the idea for it because I rock climb and I produce music and perform music, and I'm always trying to figure out how I can do both at the same time. And it just hit me one day. I'm like, oh, duh, portal edge concert, obviously. And then it was a little bit of a jigsaw puzzle to put it together, but it worked. Everything recorded, it all went according to plan, so it was really spectacular.
Baby, no, I got that gravestone feel. I'ma run till I break my heels. What you doing? You should join me. Ain't got a long ride ahead, but I could use the company. I got 6 strings, 10 fingers, 10 toes. I'ma run these souls as far as they can go, cause I'm a string instrument of time. And
the song you're singing moved me. Gravestone Feel.
Hey, running to my gravestone quick. Running to my angels. Hey, running to my ankles click.
It's a very clear-eyed song about life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about... Well, the main lyric is running to my gravestone quick, which is kind of like a live fast, die young reference, but I'm actually down for living fast and dying very old. That's my goal.
Yeah.
But trying to live life to the absolute fullest and take on adventure and do things you've never done before. So in a lot of ways, this was the perfect song to sing hanging off a cliff.
You anticipate my question. Did it take on new or fresh or even amplified meaning when you sing it hanging off a cliff?
It was definitely making me giggle when I was performing it up there. I was just like, girl, what you doing? What are you doing up here? It was really fun.
Because ashes, we all fall down. Truth is all my heroes are living underground. But what's the point of me running so fast? Got the dirt between my toes and I wanted to last.
You've described yourself as a sonic collager.
Yeah.
Which means?
Taking a bunch of different influences and meshing them together. Because like I started out as a folksy singer-songwriter on the acoustic guitar. And then when I realized that I could pull in little bits of just sounds that I found intriguing, that's kind of how I started building my music and my electronic world.
I'm alive.
I'm not really drawn to a particular genre. I love all types of music. I more make my decisions based on experimenting and then just selecting the little pieces that stoke me out. I think of myself as like the Marie Kondo of like music production. You know, you hear something and if it sparks joy, then I keep it. So in that way, I'm just like a little magpie just collecting little gems for my nest of a song. I just love this synthesis of natural and organic and synthesized. And so that's kind of like what music is to me and what like life is to me.
Pick me up, let's get out.
Tell me about the song Direct Sunlight.
Direct Sunlight is my next song that I'm going to release on August 12th, which I'm very excited about. And this is a song that I wrote. I went to kind of like a rock climbing bender last year, and I would just couldn't go home because every time I went home, I was sad and I just wanted to be on a mountain. And so I was thinking a lot about just like adventure and road tripping, and the excitement of being in a new place and not knowing anyone and having to just figure it out. So this song, Direct Sunlight, is about that. Writing it coincided with me moving into my own apartment for the first time. So I had all this freedom, and I also was growing a garden. I was like a plant mom for the first time and trying to figure out how much sunlight my plants needed. And I think in figuring out how much sunlight my plants needed, I was also trying to figure out how much sunlight I needed. And I realized I'm definitely a direct sunlight kind of girl with sunscreen. I will say, big on sunscreen, but also big on direct sunlight. Water slips on my back,
on a cold glass. Lillian Francis, a Tiny Desk standout, and you can see the video of her song Gravestone Feel on our website, tinydeskcontest.npr.org, and you can find her music on Spotify or on Instagram at Lillian Francis. Thanks so much for being with us. Good climbing to you.
Thanks so much, Scott. You had the makings of a good time.